Energy Hospital.
Welcome back, guys. How are you? How are you doing? How was your day? Your evening, your night, wherever you are. I'm sending love to you. Today's episode's really cool. As I explained in the intro of season 2, I'm treating every third week of the month as kind of this open room for creativity, almost a mystery box, if you will. So today's episode, I wanted to introduce something that's been around since the 1800s. This is something called brown noise, and I am sure you've heard of white noise, which is very different from this, but I wanted to explain a little bit about what this is and what people use it for typically, and then I'll kind of leave the rest of the episode legitimately up to just brown noise. So you can use this for sleep. You can use this quietly in the background just throughout your day if you have speakers or Bluetooth. Some people use this to meditate too. It's an incredible frequency because it's in a way ever-changing. It's also another name it's referred to as is Brownian noise. It was actually named after a botanist named Robert Brown, who discovered Brownian motion, which is basically random particle motion. It's incredible because it's almost like this lower hum compared to his white noise is these high frequencies that kind of, it's more of a crispy sound. Brownian noise is the hum or the low frequency end of the spectrum that you kind of feel or experience when you're by a waterfall or if you're by a running river. It's kind of that really calming low end frequencies as opposed to the high end sound that people like in white noise. So I'm going to be quiet and let the rest of the episode kind of play out. Again, this episode is used more as a tool. So if you are returning back to Brownian noise episode, skip ahead to 3 minutes. Have a good day. Bye.